quiet happiness. I had only experienced excitement, delirium, desire for possession. It was not like that at all. There was something very strange. There was such tranquility.
And what interrupted this interesting affair?
Edward, I can't find any curry powder.
There isn't any curry powder. Lavinia hates curry.
There's another surprise, then.
That is exactly what I want to know. She has simply faded into some other picture, like a film effect. She doesn't want to see me. Makes excuses not very plausible. And when I do see her, she seems preoccupied with some secret excitement, which I cannot share.
Do you think she simply lost interest in you?
It is not her interest in me that I miss, but those moments in which we seem to share some feeling, some indefinable experience in which we were both unaware of ourselves.
If you could only know how lucky you are. In a little while, this might have become an ordinary affair like any other. As the fever cooled, you would have found that she was another woman and that you were another man. I congratulate you on a timely escape.
But what am I to do?
Nothing. Wait. Go back to California.
But I must see Celia.
Will it be the same Celia? Better be content with the Celia you remember. Remember? I say it's already a memory.
But I must see Celia, at least to make her tell me what has happened in her terms. Until I know that, I shan't know the truth about even the memory. Did we really share these interests? There was something real, but what is the reality?
Excuse me a moment. Hello? No, I can't talk now. Yes, there is. Well then, I'll ring you as soon as I can. I'm sorry, you were saying?
I was saying, what is the reality of experience between two unreal people? If I can only hold to the memory, I can bear any future. But I must find out the truth about the past for the sake of the memory.
What do you want me to do?
See Celia for me. You know her in a different way from me, and you are so much older.
So much older?
Yes, I'm sure that she would listen to you as someone disinterested.
Well, I will see Celia.
Thank you, Edward. It's very good of you.
Ah, Edward, I prepared you such a treat. I really think that of all my triumphs, this is the greatest. Never, even when travelling in Albania, have I made such a supper out of so few materials as I found in your refrigerator. Of course, I was lucky to find half a dozen eggs.
What? You used all those eggs? Lavinia's aunt has just sent them up from the country.
Ah, so the aunt really exists?
No. I mean, this is another aunt.
I understand. The real aunt.
But what about my breakfast?
All you should want is a cup of black coffee and a little dry toast. I've left it simmering. Don't leave it longer than another 10 minutes. Now I'll be going. And I'll take Peter with me.
Edward, I've taken too much of your time. Give my love to Lavinia when she comes back. But if you don't mind, I'd rather you didn't tell her what I've told you.
I shall not say anything about it to Lavinia.
Thank you, Edward. Good night.
Good night, Peter. Good night, Alex. Oh, and if you don't mind, please shut the door after you so that it latches.
Remember, Edward, not more than 10 minutes. 2 minutes and my work will be ruined.
All alone.
Celia. I started the telephone as soon as I could, and I tried to get you a moment ago.
I must say you don't seem very pleased to see me. Edward, I understand what has happened, but I could not understand your manner on the telephone, so I felt I must see you.
But how can you say you understand what has happened?
I should have thought it was perfectly simple. Lavinia has left you.
Yes, that was the situation. I suppose it was pretty obvious to everyone.
It was obvious that the aunt was a pure invention on the spur of the moment, and not a very good one. It doesn't really matter. Doesn't that settle all our difficulties?
It has only brought to light the real difficulties.
Surely these are only temporary. You know I accepted the situation because a divorce would ruin your career, when we thought that Lavinia would never want to leave you.
But it is not like that at all. Lavinia is coming back.
Lavinia coming back? Do you mean to say she's laid a trap for us?
No. If there is a trap, we are all in the trap. We have set it for ourselves.
Then what has happened?
Oh, damn the telephone. I suppose I must answer it. Hello?
Oh, hello. No, I mean, yes, Alex. Yes, of course. Yes, it was marvellous. Oh, from you.